bottom, middle, in between categories. Two extreme categories and one in between category. So let's first describe the two more extreme categories. Sorry, I'm wrong. I think I've given out all my papers already. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm wrong.
So the two most extreme categories are A, on the one side, where a person has clear, explicit da'at to cover any item that's going to come. He sits down with an apple, he makes both prayers, and he says, I have now in mind, he has an explicit thought in his mind, and I have in mind that whatever other very real eight is going to turn up over here, if somebody will bring in something else, I'll decide when I finish the apple to have another fruit, and so on and so forth. I have doubt that this very real eight should cover me for whatever other eight happens to come my way. So explicit doubt, it works, it covers you for any other item that comes along. There's an explicit da'at to be poiter, explicit da'at to exempt anything else that's going to come my way, and it works. That's the one extreme. The other extreme on the other side is the extreme opposite. Somebody who has explicit da'at not to be poiter, not to exempt, or let's say maybe even more precisely, it doesn't have to be that he's thinking about hukuf brothers exactly, but he has explicit da'at that I've decided that this is my meal, and no more. This is it, and absolute decision that I'm not going to have anything further. This is what I'm having, and this is it.
So this apple only being not the second apple.
Not the second apple.
And if this one is found rotten, then it's stuck.
If it's found rotten, it's some problem. It's not found rotten. Let's leave that on the side thing. It's not found rotten. Eat the apple. I mean, it changes his mind. You know what, actually, it was so nice because the Prophet provided such nice, juicy apples in his world, so sweet, I'm going to have another one.
Then
he'll have to do another one. That's the sort of case that we're getting. But even in a case where there was an explicit doubt that this is my meal, this is what I'm partaking of, or this is my snack, and nothing further, then if he will decide to have more, even if it will be the exact same meal, even if it will still be in the middle of what he's still eating, all added advantages, so I have to make a fresh one.
Sure, it's sensible a person should make remake a broker, you should have the widest coverage of as possible.
Yeah, but well, sometimes it's even spoken about openly in the place, because we will see so many different permutations of these halakhos, etc. The easiest way to avoid all the situations we're going to talk about in the next couple of shiurim is indeed to have explicit doubts for the one extreme, what we said before, the first category, to have explicit da'at that you're going to exempt everything, then all your shiners that might come up are all sorted out. So that is a good hanhaga toiva that a person should have in mind every time he makes a bracha. It's a standard practice. Every time you make a bracha, it takes for everything that could possibly come along. That's a simple way of avoiding all possible shine. I'll confirm those are the two extreme categories. Either explicit da'at to cover everything, or an explicit decision that you're only eating this item from. Explicit da'at to cover everything, indeed it works, it covers everything. Explicit da'at to just what's in front of you is just what's in front. And then there's the middle category of da'at, which is probably how most people da'at works, which we would call stoma. People. No decision. It's probably how most da'at works, but not so gesheshpent in the way we live, not so everything thought out that we know in advance, oh yes, we want to cover everything, or no, we're definitely having this, we don't know, we sit down, we have an apple, and we'll see. So.
Doesn't that by default include everything?
No.
No?
No. This is where we have to be careful. No. So there we're going to see. There is. Different scenarios within that. If you have finished the first food, if you haven't finished the first food, what other items are covered by the third dropper in this middle category of stock? So this chapter in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will basically deal, we'll always find ourselves dealing with one of these three categories. Either it's just more clearly defining to us what is called explicit da'at to cover everything, or more clearly defining the other extreme category, what is called a decision to only have this. And or telling us the halachos of the middle category. So those are the three categories. Now the first piece in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch deals with the following type of scenario. I'll put it in a more practical type of scenario to make it sound more real. Let's say somebody works in an office, and for lunchtime he normally pops down to the cafe or to my college, just on the bottom floor of this office building, and he buys himself a sandwich. Okay, so he does a lot of time, 1 o'clock, he's hungry, he goes, he buys himself a sandwich. So the package, he comes next day with two sandwiches in it. He brings it upstairs and he begins to eat. Then halfway through he decides, you know what, I can see it's the first sandwich. So you know what, I can see that after two sandwiches I'm not going to be full. So he says to his friend who's going downstairs, you know what, you might pop past my colleague and bring to me another package of sandwiches. Okay, that's the scenario we're going to look at. So let's begin learning now the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Birit Alaleh. Somebody who makes a bracha on bread. So the horror of Bazaito is left on Yoyten in Masha Hekin. And he does not have intent to consume more than that which he prepared. Kagoni, for example, Shekololoi Lehem, he purchased for himself bread, or Yudka, or some sort of cake. The Tzohar Shiyeloi Dai, with the thought, with the understanding that this would surely be sufficient. Exactly like our example. The Shom Nitzabe Lehem Yoyten, and then he desires to eat more. The Shalat Litnuzloi Oi. So he sends his friend, just go and pick up some more for me.
Can he go himself? What is the question?
Well, might not be the Tachina for following, it could be a certain scenario, is it? Yes.
There's no issue of changing plate.
Well, the Tachina are not supposed to leave the plate. No. If he won't lose his broth, if he does, because this is bread, where it's tied and got that droid of the coimbo, so you're attached to that plate, but the Tachina are not supposed to leave the plate. Unless, I think, if you're sitting with other people and you leave some of the other people there. The Shalat is Miss Loy Oy. So he sends his friend to buy some more. Now, Afilu Yesh the follow Oy Mimashe Hichin Loy Bitchilo. Even if he still has in front of him some of the original sandwiches, if he's still in the middle of eating the first two sandwiches, he sends his friend to buy more, they come back even while he is still eating the first set of sandwiches. Mikhol Mokri, Soris Lavori Shenis Hamuti Almashe Hichin Loy. He has to make a fresh Birkat Hamotzi on the new bread. Mishum Dahavi Nimla. This situation is considered a scenario of explicit da'at to only eat what's in front of you. This is the second category we spoke about before. This is explicit da'at to only consume this. If a person goes to a store for a particular meal and buys a particular item and comes home to eat it, that is, even without explicitly thinking it in your mind, that is a situation which the Poskim define for us as being tantamount to explicit da'at to only eat it. That's what it is. That is what the situation is. Mishabura adds, if he would have wanted more at the beginning, why didn't he buy more? Elomai. At the beginning, he only wanted to eat this. So his da'at was on this which he bought and prepared specially for this meal. And then, in the middle, he thinks about something else. So that is exactly the scenario which we said, if a person has explicit da'at only for this particular item, and in the middle he changes his mind to have more, since he began with explicit da'at that his bracha is only for this, the bracha only goes on this.
Or son.
No. Again, this is falls in the category of explicit da'at. If it was
his
son.
When he bought his original sandwich, he had in mind that in case I'm hungry, I'm going to buy another one.
No.
That's not covered.
No, that is not covered. So I mean, the guy thought he was going to eat this. That's it.
When you see dog feet, he has to wash also?
I don't think so. I wouldn't think so.
He just has another one, and if the Bekanam of God covered both?
Yeah. Yeah, this is how long it's related to Bracha Rishayda. The fact that a Bracha Rishayda didn't cover a particular oikul doesn't mean that the Bracha Rishayda can go back on everything you ate. No distinction whether you ate it in one set or in two sets. At the end, Bracha Rishayda goes back on everything. So that situation would be considered a case of Nimla, a case where you changed your mind. You had a split it up at the beginning just for this, and at the end you changed your mind. Abel, Mishi yesh lo lechem bebeitoy. Now, one should not confuse it, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, with another perhaps similar sounding scenario, but it is not the same. Mi she yesh lo lechem bebeitoy. Some of you have in his house a loaf of bread. But kotas la'atzmoy chaticho. And he cuts for himself a piece from the loaf of bread, and he sits down to eat. So El Sommer, she is also thinking that that's enough. He thinks a piece of bread is enough for his meal. But Harakas is other than Yosef, the Chotat Lo Yoi. So he decides, you know what? Got the loaf of bread, let's have another piece of bread. Afal Pi She'en Lo Yoi Min Orishet. In this situation, even though he does not have any left from the first slice of bread, if this is considered a situation of stunned out, which we'll learn more of the dinim of these halachos, just to contrast it with the previous case. The zeh loy mikri nimlach is not called changing your mind. He are there to come. Because that is the zeh. The distinction between the two cases is, over here you have the loaf of bread here in front of you in your house. And therefore we do not view taking one piece of bread and putting it on your plate as an absolute decision that this is all you're going to eat. Because when you went, especially before the meal, purchase something from a store, brought it home, and eat it, that is tantamount to a decision that this is what I'm eating. Where you have a loaf of bread in your house, and you cut it, and you put it on your plate, that is not tantamount to such a decision. That's tantamount to no decision. That's tantamount to people, that, where the halacha is, that certainly have more of the exact same thing, one can do so without any problem. Could we buy for two meals too? That doesn't make a difference. But you're not intending in this meal to buy anything more. Well, we're not saying could you say this meal and this meal and tell me. But this was, twice it was bought for this meal.
The way I like
instead of
going to
my store
the second time.
Exactly, exactly so. In the middle of that lunch, you went and you bought something for lunch, and you sit down to eat it. It's not usual, you definitely can't say a bear is okay. Then in the middle of the meal you're going to run out back to the cafe and get some more.
You said you take the slice of the bigger bread.
Yes.
Would it be the same scenario, let's say you had a bunch of rolls, each one individually?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I know you did give that example, it's true, good point. I think it's the same. A person has a bag of rolls in his house. I don't think so much the issue is specifically that he cut this piece from a larger.
It's not the fact that the thing is in the house.
Yeah. It's a combination of a few factors. Yeah. It's in the house. It's as opposed to the other scenario where before that meal, he specifically went and purchased something and brought it back to that meal, and that's all he brought. So as I said before, we have a strong hoshaka that this is all he wants for that meal. Otherwise, why didn't you buy more?
The question is, you can say he has in the fridge one of those sandwiches they sell at the Makolet, and you take one of those steel packages and you think this is meal, and you can have corn. You're hungry. Now, the Makolet business is just opened.
So why isn't the Makolet just in my fridge?
Right, so do we get the fact that it's in the home so it doesn't go abroad? How do we say this is like the Makolet case, even though it's in the fridge? Because you have to say, you can take a pick up of the bigger piece.
That's true. I hear what you're saying. I still think that maybe overly that the vault is to go out to a store in the middle is like a new license. That's therefore paid there, that what you bought at the beginning is meant to be for this sugar.
Like a theater, but the guy was down the road, and coming to finish back up the office and whatever. If I were to do that, if you really want to bring more, can you have a simple thing? You know, you put in the operator and.
And therefore, that which you take at the beginning isn't considered a firm decision that this is all you're going to eat. So come it's so simple to just take some more. So there's no decision we'll see. I think it's something which is like a new license to go out and buy something, since there's a certain, you know, might not have to be terrified, in a sort of psychological control. That's a new thing to go out to the store and get some more. The Torah, well, that's an interesting shayla. We've that, like, really come to the edge of this shayla. If you're in the store, then you have to buy it.
But it makes sense when you pay, then you have to pay it yet. You pay the food, that's what you have
to pay. You've got to pay the bill already, and now they eat. Then you finish. That's all.
But normally, but
then,
right,
it
has
a meal,
you
don't pay yet. Yeah,
you've
got normally in the
mic there. But that would be a different sense.
I'm not sure. Good China. Okay, let's try
another thing. Quite a thin line. I mean, can we find a thin line? I mean, you made it very nice with those five extreme kind of papers.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's in fact, it's a sort of very, can be quite a
thin line. These papers are quite a thin line. You hear me?
Yeah.
So we brought up a case which is like, you know, really, just the borderline would really help us to start out what. Where exactly do we cut it off? I think we'll stop here. Darcy's face is going to open up another hole.
Well, you only eat an apple at home. So it's one apple that eats apple.
Yeah.